This is Leo for KTWH, Two Harbors Community Radio, and this second week of March of 2024 is an auspicious one. We have celebrations of various saints that come up this time of year. Those of you who are wearing just the green, you know what I'm talking about on March 17th, but around these parts, we've got a very special event that this year is timed to the exactly right day, I believe, of March 16th for St. Urho's Day. And I have got on the line with me, Tina Boos from, I think you're in Silver Bay, Tina, and you are an important organizer of some of the many celebrations of St. Urho that go on in Finland, Minnesota. And you're the parade director, right, Tina?
I am the parade coordinating person. I line up the parade, send out all the letters and information to get people registered, and it's never too late. You can show up on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Finland State County Garage there, and I will put you right in line.
And are there, so it would be nice for you to anticipate their coming, and anything people need to know about participating in the parade? Is this open to people who are walking specifically, or it's a little late to have a float, isn't it?
Well, you can have a float, an ATV, you can be a walker, you can drive your own vehicle, decorate it.
Great.
Pretty much it's open to anything, and again, you can show up Saturday at the county garage in Finland, and I'll line you up.
Well, there is a great invitation, folks. And for some of you who may have never even been to the parade, I mean, why not just, you know, dive right in with both feet and be in the parade? I don't know, is it better to be in the parade on the chilly years, Tina, because you can keep warmer walking?
Well, I think, well, it's better to be
in a car,
in a vehicle, than walking, but there have been many people still walking. No matter how cold it is, they still do it. They really love this event.
Now, last year was your first time coordinating, and I think you were honest with me, and you said you were a little chilled last year, and this year we've had this kind of balmier than balmy winter, and yet it looks like it might be around, if we're lucky, 40 degrees, 35 to 40 at parade time, but windy on Saturday. But that's kind of pretty tropical, right, by some past standards of other years?
That's summer compared to last year, I think.
Oh, my. Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, the parade is the ultimate draw, right? But there are so many other things that now happen, right? Can we just kind of look at a few highlights of what's going to happen, I guess, starting Friday when things start
well,
to kick
actually,
off?
Well, actually, for St. Urho is, I guess, one of the main things is Friday night between 6 and 8 p.m. we do the Miss Helmy Talent and Beauty Contest, and these contestants go from different bars in the area, and then as the night progresses, then we decide which bar we are going to end up in to announce the winner of this talent and beauty contest. So that actually kicks off the fun activities. It's
right.
Definitely an adult activity.
Nope.
And that's a big draw for the community, you know.
Absolutely. Can you mention the venues that the Miss Helmy contest usually visits?
This year it will be Wildhurst in Finland, it'll be Our Place in Finland, and it will be the Four Seasons in Finland.
Okay.
Those are the four remaining, I guess, local Finland establishments that have the ability to do that. And that is where that's where they go through. And we'll be showing up throughout those 2 hours at each different spot.
Great. Well, do the contestants, I assume, to make it through to the finals and be declared Miss Helmy, you have to make it to the final venue. Is that fair to say?
That is fair to say. You have to stay with the group. They do have that where they keep all the contestants together. We kind of keep them zeroed in a little bit. They have fun, but we still try to keep them all in one vehicle or split between two so that we know we've got all our people together show up at each location.
I'm only asking because at some point you may need to be keeping an eye on them and out for them.
And they do.
as things get, I don't know that things get raucous or that just the joy of it all becomes contagious.
It's just the joy of it all. Some of them can be, you know, have a couple cocktails too many, but they don't, there's never been, from what I've seen, anything too crazy go on. So far, so good, as far as I've seen.
Fantastic. Well, that's the highlight as the weekend gets underway. And, of course, there's probably music into the night. And then some people have to get to bed and start kicking off the Saturday activities, probably starting to make a pancake breakfast very early in the morning for those that are going to show up at the Claire Nelson Center. Or is that where the pancake breakfast is?
The pancake breakfast is at the Claire Nelson Center between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. And then we move on to the tug of war across the Baptism River at noon. And then my end of things, the parade, starts at noon also. And then we just keep going throughout the day with different activities, like outdoor music at the fire hall. Then we have beverage specials out at Wildhurst. We have music at our place and a beer garden, a DJ and karaoke at Four Seasons Saturday. We also have karaoke at our place on Saturday night also. And it just fluctuates. Like, every different venue has something different going on, whether it's entertainment, drink specials, and entertainment. I know that Four Seasons is going to have their outdoor celebration also. They'll have tents and heaters and a fire pit, music, games, an outdoor bar, and food. So that's all between Friday and Saturday night. Like, entertainment across the board through the two bars right there in town in Finland. They both have entertainment going on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we go to the Four Seasons. The Southpaw Band will be there. We'll have door prizes, the raffle drawing, the passport game drawing, and games and drink specials. And
into the afternoon, it sounds like, with the beverages available, of course, multiple opportunities for people to get themselves food, too, I take it, at all of the venues.
Yeah, and you can go all over.
Fantastic. Well, you just mentioned the passport game. And so could you describe, with the theme this year being St. Urho Travels the World, there's a kind of a clever activity here. People who live in Finland, Minnesota, or I don't know if you have to live in Finland or where you have to live, but you can pick up a passport, right, at two venues in Finland, at the Claire Nelson Center or the Finland Co-op. And from there, what do you do with your passport, Tina? You get it punched?
Well, you only get one, okay. One per person. You fill out the front page like it would look in a normal passport, your name, your phone number, your address, and then you go to different establishments. They have a list right on the St. Urho's page, and you're able to see all the different places you can go to get your passport stamped. These places range from Isabella up to Lutzen, Schroeder, Tofte, Finland, Silver Bay, Beaver Bay. So you go all around to these places, and then on Saturday the 16th, there will be somebody around the bridge area when they're doing the tug of war and stuff like that. You can drop your passports off with these two ladies, and you're going to be put in a drawing depending on the amount of stamps that you have collected.
Incredible. And to win valuable prizes. So the fun sounds like trying to get to all of the different destinations you mentioned to get your stamp. So you should get started, I would say, sooner than later if you're going to do that.
Well, I did mine today.
Okay.
All of them.
Brilliant. It can be done in an afternoon, you're saying.
Well, yeah, basically.
Yeah. Okay. And yeah. As I understand it, there's also an online auction, and the best way that I could tell you to acquaint yourself with everything that's happening in St. Urho's Day, if you go online to Friends of Finland, one word, friendsoffinland.org, and there's a great clickable link to St. Urho Day activities, and there's a bid here link on the activities page that takes you to a biddingowl.com auction, which I think is, it has a lovely cross-section of items from arts to practical things, you know, at different businesses in the area that where you can win gift certificates and specific interesting prizes. You got to check it out for yourself to see. But this is all to raise money for the really community needs, right? The everything from the volunteer fire department to keeping this parade going, the celebration. This is the 49th year, isn't it? And you know what that means.
Yes, next year will be even better. Next year's our 50th, and I am looking forward to next year's also. I mean, I look forward to it every year, but I got some special things under my hat for next year that I'm hoping pan out just perfectly.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing about those, Tina, but in the meantime, we got to do the 49th so we can do the dance on the 50th. If people are still wanting to get into that parade, can you give them a link or a textable phone number for them to get a hold of you?
The best way is through a text message or a phone call to myself, and my phone number is 612-327-6925.
Excellent. Well, Tina, what have I not asked you about that is near and dear to your heart about these St. Urho's Day activities? What do you enjoy the most, or is it a matter of just all the people? Is it hard to say what is the one thing, what is the essence of what's cool about it for you?
I think it's the community. Like, the community actually comes together to make the things happen. And it's not just Finland. It's Finland, Silver Bay, Beaver Bay, all these different, like I said, all these different businesses have stamps to let us do this passport game. You know, it's communities coming together for something that actually is very important to them. And it's fun.
It must be to be doing it for the 49th time, and it's probably grown by leaps and bounds and gone through all kinds of turnover, new people coming on board to keep this going. And it has to mean that it's the fun and the community spirit lives on, and it's going to see you through the 50th anniversary next year. So, okay, Tina, anything else to add? People should come dressed for a blustery day, no matter what the weather report says, right?
Just be prepared, dress according to the weather, and be overly prepared for the just in case.
Yeah, because there might be an S word in the air. It could even be cool rain, but God forbid, let's keep it dry during the parade and for that afternoon and evening. I'm sorry for bringing, I'll erase that from this interview recording, Tina. We didn't need that. Okay.
We don't need that. You put it into the air.
Okay. Well, maybe I got it out of the way. It's sort of like bringing an umbrella to an event can ward off stuff falling from the sky. I hope that's it. So it's a delight to talk to you again this year, and thanks for joining us here on KTWH, Tina.
You too, Leo. It was great to talk to you.
All right. Have a great weekend. St. Urho forever. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye now. Tina Boos, who is the parade coordinator for St. Urho's Day in Finland, Minnesota, celebration's happening for the 49th time, and we wish them a great event, and you should check it out yourself. This is Leo Baybue for KTWH, Two Harbors Community Radio.